My friend, just because you're going through a difficult time in your life does not mean that God is not with you. Perhaps you're going through some financial struggles, spiritual struggles. Maybe you're having a difficult time finding a job. Well, my friend, don't give up and don't lose hope. Know that God is right there with you in your situation, even though it may be difficult. Call upon the name of the Lord. Trust Him. God will see you through it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Once again, we are so delighted you can join us on Truth and Fact, and we are in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And we see in this story how God provided for Elijah and a widow woman during a famine. And we find that Elijah, the prophet of God, stood up, one man stood up against a wicked king and queen in his day. And I thank God for those who stand for truth, that stand for righteousness. My friend, give us a people that have godly convictions, that will stand upon the principles of God's word, who will not compromise in the face of adversity or peer pressure, who will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, who will live a life of holiness, who will live a life that's pleasing unto God. And I'll show you a people who are making a difference in this world. It was after Elijah confronted Ahab and Jezebel that God told him to go and hide by the brook Cherith. And it was here that God miraculously fed Elijah. God had supernaturally provided and protected him. The ravens would bring him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. The Bible says that Elijah would drink from the brook, and God provided as God provides for those that are His today. Amen. But there came a time when the brook dried up. Now, this doesn't mean that God wasn't with him. It just means that the brook dried up. But guess what? God is in control. Oh, yes, He is. How many know that? He's an on-time God, and He's in control of my life and your life, and for those that put their faith and trust in Him. God then spoke to Elijah and told him to go to a place called Zarephath. In fact, verse 9 says, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So Elijah did exactly as God told him, got up and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, he saw a widow woman gathering sticks. Now, this was a walk of faith on Elijah as much as it was for this widow woman. I want you to understand something. I must get this across to you. You can call yourself all the things you would like, but faith without obedience is no faith at all. Call it what you want, but there are a lot of people today that claim to have something they really don't possess, because those who really have it will walk by it and they will live by it. Understand this, faith always obeys, always. You can say that you have faith, but real faith is put to the test with action. James said this, faith without works is dead. Faith without action is dead. Faith without obedience to God's word is dead. It's lifeless. There's nothing to it. It doesn't exist. You can sit there and talk about all the faith that you have and all the things you have done, but faith without works is dead. Anyone can talk the Christian talk, but it's another thing to walk it. The Bible says that God had commanded this widow to provide for Elijah. Elijah asked her for a little water in a cup, and as she was going to get the water, Elijah called to her again and asked her to bring him a morsel of bread. And she said that she didn't have any bread, but only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. She was gathering a few sticks to make a fire that she might cook the last meal for her son and herself, and then after that they would die. They would die of starvation. It was the most difficult situation to be in. But my friend, that's when God shows up. We look around sometimes and we wonder, where is God in my distress, in my problem? You know what? He was there the whole time. God was with Elijah and God was with this widow woman. Just because it's hard does not mean that God is not with you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.